This is the Drop Dead Cast, a podcast for the Walking Dead comic.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining me on the Drop Dead Cast, the podcast dedicated to the Walking Dead comic. I'm Andrew, your host. This is episode 2 of the Drop Dead Cast, issue 155. Today is June 1st. I have just read the new issue. And for new people that are new to the podcast, because I only have one other episode that I started last week, I am actually a part of Beta Boys Media. We do two other podcasts. I have The Beta Block, which is kind of your nerdist entertainment podcast. We talk things from Game of Thrones to video games to kind of geeky news to TV shows, all kinds of stuff. We also do a podcast for a game called Destiny. If you're a gamer, we have a dedicated podcast called A Destiny Podcast that I co-host with my partner. And what I decided to do was start a podcast for the Walking Dead comic because I happen to be a huge Walking Dead comic fan. And I noticed on a lot of podcasts, like I mentioned in my first episode, don't really focus too much on the comic. Yes, they talk about it and it's been spoken, but I mean, no podcasts that I've found have really just like said, okay, let me just break down this comic. And that's what I do. I'm literally going to break down the comic. I'm going to go through it page by page. So if you haven't read the comic yet, this is a spoiler show. I will kind of talk storylines, but I think I started this podcast in a really good time right now because I just finished issue 154 and we're going to get into it in a second. But I'm just like really impressed with where the storylines are reaching right now. Things are kind of coming to, I don't even know, they're going up. You know how you have a plateau, you kind of hit a deadline in your story, you know, and it's kind of filler, you know, but I feel like, man, the last 10 issues up to like the last few have just been climbing. And I think we're reaching some interesting storylines, especially with Negan being more a part of it again. He is freed from the prison that Rick kept him in for a few years, actually. Let's not forget, Negan was in prison for a few years, which in this issue he brings up. So why don't we just go right into it, guys? So we're going to start with the cover. I really love this cover. I think one of the things about The Walking Dead that I just love so much is the art and the beauty of it. The covers are the best part for me. You know, they give you a little hint into what's going to happen in the comic, but I really love, I mean, they're in the woods. It's Dwight's saviors who were sent by Rick to kind of find Michonne and Aaron and get them back to Alexandria or Hilltop. It's a beautiful cover with Dwight kind of at the bottom in the middle, with his, you know, his iconic scar across his face. And as you all know, he is now in the Walking Dead show. He appeared towards the end of this season, of course, with Negan. And let's get to page one. Here we go. So it opens up, picking up right where we left off with Aaron being stabbed in the stomach from the new guy with the whisperers named Beta, which was just introduced in the last issue, guys. So in issue 154, we introduced to the 6 foot, I would say he's like 6'7", whisperer named Beta. And I mean, he towered over Negan even. And Aaron is dropping to the floor with Michonne screaming while she's cutting heads off, telling Aaron to hold on. And Beta kind of threatens Michonne that he's going to kill him, but he really tells Aaron it'll all be over soon. Michonne somehow gets over to Beta in time to block his double knives that he had that he was just about to take care of Aaron with. And Michonne is still being attacked by zombies in the next panel. And Beta and her kind of go through a little word, have some words back and forth. And Beta says something like, "The dead will follow your scream soon enough." Like, come on. Like, it's so funny. The whispers are so into their characters. She actually cuts the hand off of another whisperer that was trying to get her back. She slices his hand off, pulls his mask off even, and then slices the hell out. And then he gets eaten by zombies, which distracts them so she can focus back on Beta. And of course, she's literally trying her best to stop Beta from killing him. She slashes some zombies, but then Unfortunately, she gets caught up by another whisperer from behind, and Michonne is on the floor, Beta basically saying, hey, this is it. I'm going to kill you now. And an awesome scene occurs where, if we remember, the cover of this comic book is Dwight with his savior group on Rick's orders trying to find Michonne and Aaron. And here you see these whisperers get their heads kind of shot off all at once, Michonne looking excited, and there's Dwight, and he says, take him out. And he yells at Michonne to stay down. And they just shoot up the place. And they get rid of all the... I think they kill most of the whisperers, but of course, Beta somehow flees. And Michonne is kind of distracted by Dwight because he says, you got to get Aaron out of here. You got to get him somewhere because he's going to die. Michonne kind of refocuses back to Aaron. And, you know, I want to talk about Dwight for a second while we're here in the middle of issue 155. Dwight, his character has arced so well, and he's become such a positive figure for Rick, and he's a leader, and he's in charge of a group, and Rick trusts him. And, you know, I still think that what we're going to see eventually is Negan meeting up with Dwight again. And what I do like about Dwight is just his character. He looks cool now. He's kind of settled into his own as a character in the story. You know, he did what he could to help Rick, you know, get the whole Negan thing figured out. But I just wanted to say that Dwight is one of my favorite characters, and I hope that in the show they definitely live up to him a little bit, you know, like they would, how like a comic fan of Dwight would like to see him in the show. So far, so good. And then basically, Aaron is on the ground. He's still alive. And In a few words, Dwight says to Michonne, are you going to make it? And she says, I'll sure as hell try. And one thing that Dwight just seems so confident. I mean, he's ordering people. He's telling people, like, what to do. And while Michonne gets away in her horse, one of Dwight's guys looks over or the woman, I think, his girlfriend or whatever her name is, she pretty much says that, you know, should we go after this guy? And I think she was referring to Beta. But Dwight is sticking to Rick's orders. He says, we've already crossed the boundaries of the Whisperers, and that is the biggest problem. So he wants to get everyone out and not pursue penetration, because you're talking about, you know, fighting through the Whisperers when you're not ready for this type of battle. So Dwight, being smart in this situation, decides to get everyone to get back to Alexandria or Hilltop, wherever they were heading to. We cut back to Andrea. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, I talked about how Andrea is one of my favorite characters in the comic book series, and it's a shame still that in the show, in the TV show, you know, she just didn't live up. She did, in a lot of sense, live up to the character in the comics, but the comic book character has survived and the one in the TV show has died. So I guess we never got to see Andrea live to her full potential in the TV show opposed to the comic. But I love this stuff. You know, she's with Rick in the comic. She's in love with him. She's strong. She survived just as long as the original group. You know, she's up there with Carl and Rick. You know, she's been around for a long time, and you got to give people that have survived from the original group a lot of credit, because we've seen many die, and it's good to see a few from the original group still there. And Andrea is complaining to Rick about the way he is manipulating the townspeople of Andrea in a way to get them to do what they want. But in a lot of ways, Rick thinks that it's a smart way to keep people safe is by ordering them and making sure that their emotions don't go awry and start wandering. So you got to keep kind of like, you know, discipline and rules. But Andrea thinks it's wrong. But, you know, Rick says, look, if you're manipulating them, again, it's for their own good. And in a lot of ways, they're right. And one of the best lines, I think, in this comic so far for me, for Andrea, is when she says, you sound like Negan. And immediately after that, Rick takes a moment and says, yeah, about that. And pretty much it cuts right to Negan. And here we are, guys. Here we are with this amazing villain you just love to love. I don't think I hate Negan anymore. I kind of love to love this guy. And we all talk about and how, you know, maybe Negan is doing this whole thing to help Rick, but we're still in the dark about that, and I'll get that in a second. So we open up with basically Negan walking with Alpha, and I don't know what it is about Negan, but there's something about him that people listen to him. Like, this is Alpha, you know, she's cold-blooded, and she's actually giving Negan a chance to talk. And she's curious because when she met Negan, she thought that he had been living on his own for a long time. She at this point doesn't realize that he comes from Rick's group. And he is just, in his Negan ways, telling her how much he wants to bang her, pretty much. He's like, I'm hoping you find me panty-drenchingly rugged as fuck. Handsome. Like, get me another skin suit. I'm soaking through this one. Handsome. Like, that's what he was expecting Alpha to say to him. But she pretty much thinks he's super annoying, but she's still listening to him throughout his BS, trying to, like, hit on her. This whole time he's hitting on her. And you know what? I know this is how Negan appears as some kind of, like, scummy guy, but he proves that he just doesn't give a fuck. And in a lot of ways where he's being sexist, it's almost taking, or Alpha's kind of taking it as she knows that he's, you know, not gonna sleep with her. I mean, as of now. And he kind of almost takes it a little bit too far. And there's this funny panel where Alpha does this, like, you know, cringe face, like when he says something really nasty to her. Like, he goes, I'd be lying if I said I thought you hadn't crossed my mind, but it's not the kind of thing I'd ask for a first date, you know? And he's just like, and she's like, please stop that. He's like, your mouth says no, but your eyes say fuck me until your dick breaks off inside me and fuses into some kind of Barbie doll crotch. Like, who says that kind of stuff? And then she punches Negan, and Negan says, okay, I see when I've crossed the line. But then out of nowhere, Beta comes flying in, and he is upset because he's probably the only one that survived from that attack. And he explains to Alpha that Negan actually lied, and he was not by himself, and he comes from that group because Michonne and Aaron were asking for him. And Alpha still stops Beta from killing him, and she asks him, you know, they ask why he did it, and Negan straight up says, I was scared as fuck, you know, like, I this guy Beta, he's a scary motherfucker. And he actually, like, there's a great panel where Negan looks at Beta and he's like, he's a scary guy. And still somehow he convinces and Alpha that, look, he has actually been imprisoned for 3 years or however long that period of time was. And Beta ends up saying at the very end, should I still kill him? And Alpha says, no, don't kill him. Not yet. And I don't know. It really is interesting because, man, it's like Negan is good at what he does. Like, can he not, like, talk to someone and manipulate them any better than the way he does? He is a master at manipulation in a very weird, strange, funny, cocky way, I guess you would say. And at the end, the question that Alpha asks him is, she says, you know, why did you come here? And Negan says, well, truth be told, I think I have a hell of a lot to offer you. Now, that's where we're going to talk about, before we finish the comic, we have to stop here and talk about this theory now. So a lot of people that I've read, I do read on, I do follow the Walking Dead Reddit, and I recommend it immensely. It's a great Reddit for both the comic fans and the TV show fans. I actually like to read through the comic, the comments on there, and I will post the cast on there. I actually posted my first episode, and people seem to like it, and I got upvoted, so I really appreciate that, any Redditors out there. But lots of people think that Negan is still working for Rick in a lot of ways, or still wants to earn Rick's trust. And I'm going to go and still say that that is still a possibility. Like, Negan is not stupid. Like, why would he sit in jail for that long? But learn his lesson. Like, if you watch the TV show, there was those episodes where Morgan got locked up because he was a bad person. And Rick did a lot of good for Negan, and he kept him alive. And that's the least Negan can appreciate for Rick, because Negan knows he kind of went off the deep end at the end there, and he understands that he deserved to be punished. And he wanted Rick's trust, though, at the end there. Like, he really did. I mean, he had his chance to escape already. He stayed there, and he says, this is where we earn our trust. So I really think that where it might be predictable that Negan still is working for Rick, I think we might get a little bit of a twist there. I think he's still working for Rick, but there's still a selfish thing about it. There's still something selfish about Negan, that there's got to be something else. Maybe it's not like a bad thing, but he wants to be like second in command to Rick. Are we going to get to a point, like, say he is helping Rick, then that's taking out another group that's an evil group that would help the Alexandria people and the Hilltop people live a little bit safer for now, because we always know there's some other group out there that's, you know, ready to do something. So I'm still sticking with the Negan is good. And, you know, I'd love to hear tweets. And I'll give you my Twitter handle at the end of the show and all that jazz. But I'd love to hear, you know, what do people think? Do people think that Negan is pretty much working for Rick and wants to help Rick? Or is he out for himself? Is he going to take over the Whisperers so he can lead another group to fight against Rick? Are we going to go through another war with Rick? Or was this part of the plan to cause a war with the Whisperers so that Negan can infiltrate it from the inside? So I'm going to continue now. Did my Negan piece. And we immediately cut back to Sadiq, I believe is how you pronounce his name, who's guarding the wall, and Rick says, is there any movement out there? And he looks back and he says, as soon as I see something, or the second, because I'll be the one to see them. So he tells him, like, I promise if I see Michonne, Aaron, or Dwight and his crew come over that horizon, you'll be the first to know. Or second, because I'll be the first seeing them. So he kind of it's kind of funny, because as Rick walks away, he does a face palm in the background and he goes, or second, because of I'm so stupid. So he just felt like he said something dumb. And you know what this shows here? This kind of shows the power of Rick. Like, you're talking to Rick, who is the leader of this whole thing. Like, he's a good man. He's the humanity that's left in the world, and he is respected. And that is just showing you in that small, like, kind of hiccup that Sadiq has, where he's like, oh man, I shouldn't have said that. It just goes to show you that they respect. And there's this awesome panel showing Sadiq looking over the wall, and it's just him in the middle, and it's just so cool. And then you look out and you cuts to a beautiful panel of Michonne riding as fast as she can to Hilltop. And she's screaming to Aaron, hang on, hang on. And Aaron says as best he can, he's like, I'm doing my best. And man, that's all you can ask from Aaron. But I predicted that Aaron wasn't going to die. I just don't think it's his time yet. I think this is just, you know, unfortunate. He got stabbed with a huge knife, but I think Michonne's going to save his life. And she says to Dwight, not to Dwight, to Aaron, she's like, that's all I can ask for is you to hang on. And she somehow, there's actually this weird panel that I wanted to talk about, where you see her horse, and then it does a little bit of a close-up on a shot of the midpoint of Aaron's hand is hanging up in the air over Michonne. And I think, this is just my opinion, but I think this, you know, and we could talk symbolism all day, but I feel like in this picture, you can tell that Aaron can keep his arm up and that he has strength in his arm, which means he's alive, you know, like, and it's just a nice shot of showing that his hand could be just totally rested on Michonne, but he's kind of keeping himself up and he's hanging on. And it's, I think in a lot of ways, I don't know how you guys feel about that, but it just seems that way. And of course we cut to good old one eye, Carl, who now in the TV show has one eye as well. with Alpha's daughter, and they are very much in love now. And I feel like Alpha's daughter has turned a corner, and you know, Carl wakes up and catches her staring at him. Obviously, she's totally heads over heel with him, and she just thanks Carl for bringing her into a better life, and she seems to be really happy. And she says something right to Carl, and she says, "I wouldn't be here without you." Now, a lot of ways this stuff kind of scares me. Do you know why it scares me? Because when you see something so happy in The Walking Dead, or you see like some kind of foreshadowing, it's like, I hope that she doesn't die or something happens to her. Because I feel like Carl really needs her now. And I really hope that she's not someone that ends up dying. But when you say something like that, you know, it scares me because you're seeing how connected they are. And hopefully they don't lose each other. Because I think this is so important to Carl. And Carl will be the next Rick. You know, he's in line to be that person that, you know, like we talked about, like what's left of humanity. And he brought her out of some weird whisper cult and explained that, you know, life is worth living as yourself and not as someone that doesn't have a name. And we cut to Hilltop, and we see a conversation happening between two people that live at Hilltop, and there's a huge bubble that says, "Open the gate." And of course, it's Michonne, and she's made it. And she's like, "Get the doctor now, please." And she says that they have to hurry because Aaron is not bleeding. And we cut to the final panels of the comic, and we see a nice shot of a zombie in the head. And Dwight is leading his people back, and he's explaining that they would have been tracked by now, so they're kind of safe. But what worries him is that they, like, one guy says, "What's the hurry, Dwight? Like, why are we hurrying back?" Because he's like, "We crossed the line and their border, and they know it. We engage with them on their territory." And that brings you to the last panel, and it's Dwight saying, "This was an act of war." And he's right. With the Whisperers, that is an act of war. So that leaves us to the end of issue 155. I thoroughly enjoyed this story. And as you know, I kind of break down the comic and give you my thoughts as the comic is going on. But in a summary of this comic, I would say that it was really good, and I just want to find out what happens. And now I think we kind of see that this whole plan of Negan is kind of coming through. He wanted to talk to Alpha. He wanted to infiltrate the Whisperers, and he has succeeded somehow without dying. And we all knew that would happen. And I don't think, I think Negan does like Alpha, and he would have sex with Alpha, but I think he used that as a way of not getting killed, because it's kind of unusual to act that way, especially in front of someone you're not afraid, you know, basically of dying. And Alpha sees that Negan is not afraid of dying, and that probably intrigues her, because the stronger people you have, like, if she really thinks that Negan wants to help her, then, you know, she is stupid not to take his help, because the guy knows everything about Rick's group. So that's the other scary side of that coin. We see Dwight being a leader. We see Dwight taking charge. We see Dwight taking orders correctly and not breaking the rules. And what's another interesting thing is that this is an example of what Rick was trying to tell Andrea, is that you got to keep people in line. People were asking Dwight questions like, "Why are you in a hurry? Why don't we go after him?" And he stuck to the mission, and the mission was for Rick to send them to basically save Michonne and Aaron and then get the hell out of there. That was the plan. And they did it, and they succeeded, and hopefully Aaron survives, which I think you wouldn't have seen Michonne successfully get him to Hilltop and him die. He might be out of commission for a long time, but man, Aaron is an important character in the comic, and I don't think it's time to kill off Aaron. I think Aaron is... Yeah, where he's not the most, you know, interesting character. He's been through so much, and he's so loyal to Rick, and he deserves to stay. He is the reason that Rick's group was found. Him and, you know, his boyfriend found them. You know, like, this is serious. Like, he is a part of this group more than any of them are. And to top it off, it was awesome. If I had so Last week I did something called the two panels or the top two panels or something, but I want to call this the top three panels.
Top three panels!
So this is the top three panels for my panel picks this week. What it means is it could be not only an art choice, but it could be a story choice, and it could be just everything combined. So I'm going to start with the first panel that I really think stood out to me in this one is definitely when Negan is looking at Beta with his hands on his neck and he goes, "He's a scary guy." And I found that panel to be just so fucking awesome. And then my second panel will have to be that beautiful panel. And this is primarily just for art purposes, the panel of Sadiq in the middle of the wall. It's just a beautiful, still, quiet picture and just showing you that, you know, no one's attacking them now. Everything's safe and calm. And just the way the symmetry of the picture, I don't know. It's just a beautiful, beautiful art piece in this comic. And I know it's not much in a lot of ways to some people, but it just stood out to me. And then I would have to say that I know there's probably some stronger panels that I'm picking today, but the third panel is that panel in between the writing, Michonne writing Aaron to Hilltop. And I told you that there's this, the middle panel shows you Aaron's hand kind of elevated a little bit over near Michonne's sword. And I kind of thought it was kind of symbolic to hanging on. And that's exactly what Aaron was doing. And that's my top three panels. I hope that you guys enjoy the way I walk through the comic. You know, I'm just a big fan and I do other podcasts and I just have been wanting to talk about it because I know a lot of people that watch the TV show, but I don't know a lot of people that actually read the comic that I know. And to be able to share it to people and get your opinions would be great. I really appreciate it. I do want to let you guys know that not only am I a Walking Dead comic fan, I'm actually a collector as well. And I wanted to, every end of the episode, I will pick a comic from my collection that I'm building. I obviously don't have, you know, the early ones. The earliest issue I have is issue 20, I believe. But we're not talking that I have 21, 22, 23. But I do have a majority of 1 through 100 to basically now. And I have a monthly subscription. Can't talk. To Image Direct, which they send me a copy of The Walking Dead. I also have a pull list of The Walking Dead. But this week, the collected issue I have is a graded issue. This is issue 132, guys. And if you guys know, the cover of 132 is Maggie with her son, where she's holding up. It's got a yellow background. It's called Happiness. And this one I actually have graded by the CGC. And if you guys don't know, there's a grading scale company that actually grades comics for you and puts them in a nice little holder. And it's graded 9.8. And it's actually signed by Robert Kirkland. So not only do I have this one graded, I have it signed. And I got it on eBay, actually. I was lucky enough to get it for a decent price. I won't say the price. It wasn't too much money. And what I love about this issue, guys, if you know what 132 is, 132 is the first true appearance of Alpha. And she's seen on the last page of this comic. And I thought it was suiting for an episode that had a lot of Alpha in it. And I'm actually proud of this issue because if Alpha makes it to the show, which I hope the Whisperers do, you know, the value of that kind of comic will go up. But again, I kind of collect them, so I don't think I'll ever sell them. But today I picked up 155, and I think this issue, where what's interesting about what I wanted to mention, actually, what I'm getting at is that issues of a Walking Dead are valuable by appearances. So last month, issue 154 was the first appearance of Beta. So if for some reason Beta made it to the Walking Dead TV show, then there's probably a good chance that issue in particular will be worth a lot of money. For instance, I love collecting. So here's what I'm trying to say is that Ezekiel is probably going to show up in The Walking Dead and the TV show, because we saw the kingdom at the end where Morgan and Carol went with the kingdom soldiers, which we all know, if we read the comic, they look like the kingdom dudes. And if that's the truth, then that means Ezekiel is going to be in the show, which I think is great. And I think that what you'll see is if you go to eBay and you look at the issue where he first appeared, it's going up in price. It's very valuable right now because people think that Ezekiel is probably going to be on the show. And I just wanted to do two segments in the show where I do the top three panels and then I'll pick a comic from my collection and talk about it for a little bit. But guys, I really want to thank everyone for listening to the Drop Dead Cast. My name is Andrew. We have a Twitter. It's Drop Dead Cast at Twitter. We also have a Gmail. That's dropdeadcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say about my podcast here. I would love to get some people on the show in the future and do some interviews. I think that the show, though, primarily sticks to the idea that I just kind of break down the comic. I spoil the comic, but hoping that you have already read it and you can kind of hear my storylines. And again, guys, I do two other podcasts. We have the Beta Block Entertainment Podcast. And if you happen to play Destiny and you love Destiny the game, we have a Destiny podcast. That's basically what it's called, a Destiny podcast. And again, guys, this is a monthly podcast. I will see you guys next month for issue 156. Remember, we're on iTunes and SoundCloud. Thanks, everybody, and I'll talk to you guys then.
This is the Drop Dead Cast, a podcast for the Walking Dead comic.